10:05, the final hour of today's edition of the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, and online at KFYO.com. Don't forget the Radio Pup app. You can download it for your iPhone, Android device, of course, and you can listen to the show wherever you may go. First voice you hear from when you dial in today, the very talented Ariel Walden. On the other side, 770-5790, toll-free 1-800-687-0790. And joining me in studio to discuss her re-election bid for city council, Councilwoman Karen Gibson. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you've been busy, obviously, block walking, talking to a lot of folks out there. What are you hearing when you're going throughout District 5 and you're speaking to the residents in District 5? What are you hearing of concern from them?
I think people are more concerned about water in my district. A lot of the challenges we have is water runoff. Mm-hmm. People water until it runs and whitecaps in the gutters. A lot of issues we have with the big places, the churches along 82nd, the big apartment complexes, those are all on wells. They are under High Plains Water District.
Right.
They're not actually under the city. And so that's been a concern, and it's a concern of mine, big concern. So we are having to address that.
Well, and you look at the news that has come out. Obviously, Lubbock's going to go into stage two water restrictions unless we have just monsoonal rains that come through in the next month or so, which I don't expect that to happen.
No.
But maybe it will. But if it doesn't, we'll continue to maybe see Lake Helen Henry continue to drop. We'll continue to hear about pipelines needed to other places because Lubbock has secured water resources. You just have to build pipelines in order to get to it. So how do we deal with the ongoing water issues going forward into the future? If reelected, obviously, this is going to be a continued topic every single year.
It's going to be every year. One thing we have to look at, is the conservation issue. Everybody should be responsible for their area. Everybody in this city has to take responsibility. I don't care if you're on city water, if you're on well water, it doesn't matter. You have to take responsibility for conserving water. We are at that critical point. We are going to go into stage two, June 1, and from my understanding, they will be ticketed. There's not going to be warnings. It will be tickets. I hope that happens. I hope that goes into effect.
We haven't seen that in previous years.
We have not, and that's been a challenge. It's been a big challenge. I've questioned it. There's been some other council members question it. And so I think if you're going to have that, and water is very precious to us, that needs to be handled.
You brought up the big churches, some of the apartment complexes that where people see a lot of water being used, water runoff occurring, it being well water. Are you and anyone else maybe on the city council looking at trying to put any regulations on? I know it's under two different entities, so can there be any crossover?
I don't believe there can be crossover. We do have a member of them on our water commission of the High Plains Water District.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do know that is discussed. They're very aware of the problem. They're very aware of the challenge. And I do know they're working that. They have that inside the city. They have all the farms. So they're working an awful lot of territory also.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know they are very aware of the problem.
Let me ask you about this. This is something that your opponent brought up when he appeared on the show a couple of weeks ago. He brought up fracking and the issue of fracking and the use of water there. And there are some who are concerned that, okay, well, if we're in the middle of a drought right now, do we really need to be fracking? Do we need to have more oversight, more regulation when it comes to that? What are your views overall when it comes to fracking and the regulations that the city needs to impose?
Well, I will tell you, you've got two main issues. There's a lot, but two main issues: safety of our citizens and water are two huge issues that go along with fracking. The water issue right now, Lubbock is not selling them any water at all of any kind. They're having to truck in their own water. As far as I'm concerned, it needs to stay that way. Our water needs to stay for our citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think right now that's being addressed. Going forward, it needs to continue to be addressed. on both sides. Now, we have not heard from our task force, but I do believe that safety of the citizens, and that includes water. Water safety is very important. So that all it all has to be looked at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And your opponent mentioned the task force I guess he called it the mayor's task force that is studying fracking right now, saying that the Board of Health came out with one opinion on it. This task force, he anticipates, will come out with a different opinion. Which opinions do you look at? As a member of the City Council, the Board of Health, and I don't know how many people on the Board of Health are actually in the oil business. When it comes to this other committee that you brought up and that he brought up, I'm assuming there are people in the oil business that are on that. Do you look at both opinions when deciding the future?
Well, there's a couple of things here. Number one, it wasn't the mayor's task force. The mayor actually voted against it, so it was not his. But we formed this task force. We did not ask the health board to do anything on fracking at all. They took that upon themselves, and that's fine if that's something they choose to do. But the council did not ask them to do anything. Mm-hmm. There is a member of the Board of Health on that task force. So I think we've covered all bases. We do have people in oil. We do have attorneys. We do have someone from the health board. We do have people that know that industry, which I think is very important. So, yeah, we have people of all walks of life on that task force to bring in information that they can actually gather and look at what we have on the books now and how can we better that for the safety of our citizens.
Other candidates that I've had in here, and just about everyone talks about LP&L, that mm-hmm. Citizens are talking about LP&L. I'm sure you're hearing about Lubbock Power and Light whenever you're doing block walking as well. If reelected, you've seen a contentious relationship between the City Council and the Electric Utility Board management within LP&L. How do you get together? How does everyone get together while still working towards this goal of power generation by 2019? How does everyone kind of get together on this? And do there need to be some changes made?
Let's where do we start? For 4 years, I have been working with different boards, obviously. We are to a point now, a very critical point, where 2019 is here. We have got to make a decision. Now, we've been going forward with Black and Veatch and some recommendations from them. The devil's in the details. We still have a lot of decisions based on what they've given us to make. Do we go with single cycle? Do we go with combined? Do we pay for it? You know, there's just lots of details to work out. Now, on the council board side, we have got to come to some kind of a compromise where we can all get along. I know that sounds pie in the sky, but it's got to happen. This is a city of 230 plus thousand people that we've got to take care of. We've got to have generation for 2019. We've got some decisions to make. As far as LP&L's management, in my opinion, and it's strictly my opinion, I think there needs to be some changes made. But that is up to the board. The employees that I'm speaking of are under the board.
Mm-hmm. Visiting with Councilwoman Karen Gibson, of course, running for re-election in District 5. We'll go ahead. We'll take the break when we come back. If you have any questions, feel free to call in and ask Councilwoman Karen Gibson a question, 770-5790, toll-free 1-800-687-0790. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. A lot of other issues to get into. Back on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, and in studio with me, Councilwoman Karen Gibson, who is running for re-election in District 5. And Councilwoman, one of the pieces of legislation, ordinances, projects that you're really known for is synthetic marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
We brought this up last time. Well, your opponent has come out a few times in the media and said that you're not doing enough, that he shares your passion, that he agrees that it needs to be banned. So you two agree on that. He says we would go further, that he would try to make it a felony in Lubbock, that he would list names, throw names out there, that he would go further. Do you think, in your opinion, on this issue, that you're doing it the right way?
Well, at the local level, we cannot make it a felony. We don't have that right. capability. I do think I'm going about it in the right way, because I'm working with the officials. I'm working with the LPD. I'm working with the attorneys. I'm working with the DA's office and DPS. I think there's certain entities you have to work with. I don't name names. I would not ever do that. I think that can put us, obviously, in a terrible situation. Anytime I speak, I have to remember I'm speaking for the people, and so I have to make sure of what I say is safe. And of course, there again, I have attorneys telling, making sure I don't do that, telling me you can't do that.
Right.
So, but yes, and we're working very hard and very diligent to make sure that we look through everything on the books in Texas that is a felony that we can apply here, mm-hmm. versus what can we do to make it stronger here.
In your opinion, going forward, what do you think some of the top projects that you would like to work on? What are some of those top projects that you would like to see going forward?
Well, obviously, we've got the police station, and that's going to be a biggie. That's going to take a lot of time. We've got, we've got a lot of infrastructure challenges that we have got to get taken care of.
Right.
We are working on them. Slowly but surely. But at the same time, you have to remember, you can't just put a whole lot of money in the budget to do it. You can only do so many buildings a year. Mm-hmm. So you get so much money in the budget, you get those buildings taken care of, and you do it, but you've got a big elephant. So you've got to do it one bite at a time and make sure it's done correctly. But yeah, I think infrastructure and take care of what we have that's basically been neglected, mm-hmm. obviously. Take care of it now.
Let me ask you this. How do we bring spending down in the city, or do you think it'll ever come down? You bring up a police station. There are many on the city council that would like to see a new police station being built. Well, we also have massive water issues and infrastructure there that we have to take care of. Citizens are, looking at, possible, tax increases all over the place. They're worried that they could see another tax increase locally. How do we keep spending levels down?
Well, I actually am going through the budget right now with every department head for this coming budget season. What do you have to have? What is a need? And I will tell you, the department heads have done a really good job of making sure the needs are there and cutting back out the wants. Now, the first work session we had, it was just kind of a list. Mm-hmm. Now we're going back through and fine-tuning that. And so, but I think you just have to watch every penny, Chad. You have to remember, we have a city to run.
Yeah.
We still have a city we have to run, but you've got to make sure you're running it in a manner that takes care of citizens' money. It's not our money, it's citizens' money.
Do you see the police station and maybe other issues as a bond election or something the city commits money to and says, we just have to do this?
In my opinion, it's something we have to do. I have a... Not that I don't think it would pass on a bond election, but what do you do if it doesn't? Say we're going to do it anyway? I would never do that. You can't just put it out there, and then if it doesn't pass, say we have to have it, we're going to do it anyway. That's not fair to the citizens. I think I am put in office for public to make sure public safety is taken care of, make sure infrastructure is taken care of, make sure utilities, and that is public safety. And I believe it needs to be done.
It sounds like, and I don't know, again, you're going through the budget, and hopefully other members of the city council will go through the budget as well. But if we're talking about building a new police station and not having a bond election for that, it does sound like that'll take some increase in spending and possibly a tax increase, correct?
Well, I haven't looked at the tax increase. It could possibly, once you get to that point. Now, when that is, I don't know. I have no idea. There's so many steps to get there. Mm-hmm. Where we would be at the time when we're ready to get there, I don't know. Hopefully we would have some debt off the books and could use that. I do think people need to understand police and fire are the two major factors in general fund. Those come out of general fund. There's no income for them other than taxes. So general fund, those two are the two biggies.
Do you think people would vote, if it was put towards a bond election, do you think people would vote for a police station?
I think people understand public safety, absolutely. I think people are smart. Right. They understand public safety, yes.
But do you think other council members are hesitant about kicking it to a bond election? And why would that be? I mean, I would agree with you that I think most people, when it comes to a police station, I think they would vote for it. I don't know if it'd be an overwhelming vote, but I think most people would go and vote for a bond election. Do you think members of the council are just hesitant to do it right now?
You know, I don't know. I can't answer that. We've not really discussed whether or not it should go on the bond election. There again, we have not had the CAC come back to us yet. Right. So that discussion has not taken place yet. So I can't answer for anybody else.
Let me ask you this. Between you and your opponent, and Dr. Carr has been out there. He's been talking about cutting spending. He's been talking about cutting the debt. You've been talking about basically the same thing. What in your mind separates you from Dr. Carr?
I believe that I've been doing this for 4 years. I understand the budget. I've gone through that budget for 4 years. I've gone through it with department heads. I absolutely understand taxpayer money. I own a small business. I own rent properties. I understand taxes very clearly. Not that he doesn't. I'm not saying he doesn't. He knows them. But I do believe that I have the experience. I'm very passionate about what I do, and I'm very open to my citizens. If they call me with an idea, I will absolutely listen to them. I believe I'm a good business person. I believe that's the reason I'm getting the backing I'm getting. They know I make good decisions.
District 5 overall is seen as pretty conservative district.
Yes.
Southwest Lubbock, pretty conservative area. You and your opponent are going for that vote. Do you believe that he fits the values of that conservative area?
From past experience that I've had with Dr. Carr, I'm not sure he's conservative, in my opinion, and this is strictly my opinion. I'm not sure he's conservative enough for my area. That's just my opinion.
When looking at growth, obviously Southwest Lubbock getting a lot of growth, how do you balance the issue of growth and maintaining the city core?
Well, and that's a toughie. I mean, that's a fine line. You have to have your growth. You cannot stay stagnant or you're dying. I mean, you have to have your growth for your tax base, for everything, for the city to thrive. I do believe downtown is a heartbeat. I do believe also that you need to bring in private industry to make that heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Now it's a public-private partnership. For instance, we're burying the lines downtown, but that's been going on. That's an ongoing thing. So, but we're getting it ready for people to come in, and I think that's very important to make it attractive for people to come in and buy those buildings, redo those buildings, and make downtown another thriving downtown. Now, with the growth of Southwest Lubbock, where the developers are developing, we still have a lot of land out there that's already been annexed.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got places to fill in. I do think it's very, we have to be very aware of the water situation and grow slowly. And I think it's very important that we grow slowly.
Right. Councilwoman Karen Gibson, appreciate your time as always. And we'll have you back on for Election Day, okay?
Perfect.